His face was unreadable. Not cruel or concerned, but steady and watching. And still, he didn't let go. The heat from his skin was crawling up my arm now, buzzing like it had its own pulse. Something primal stirred low in my spine, and I hated how quickly my brain abandoned logic in favor of imagining what the rest of him might feel like. Nope, not going there. I tugged my hand back, probably too fast, pretending I needed balance, and not that his touch had turned me into a live wire of tingles and extremely inappropriate thoughts. Very inappropriate. "Thanks," I said, my breath short. "I'm good now." I wasn't, not really. But I wasn't dead, so small victories. I stared up at him again, dumbstruck. "Why did you help me?" A muscle ticked in his jaw.
"Didn't like the odds. You looked like you needed help."
I opened my mouth to say something witty, but nothing came out. I didn't know what was happening anymore. He was supposed to hate me, avoid me, and side-eye me into oblivion. Not save me from demon death and look at me like I wasn't a complete disappointment. The worst part was that I wasn't sure if I was more confused or attracted. Fantastic. Add that to the list of issues I didn't have the bandwidth to process. Demon attack? Check. Nearly died? Double check. Now crushing on a mysterious stranger with golden eyes that could melt panties? Cauldron, help me.
"You okay?"
he asked. His voice didn't match the violence he'd just unleashed. It was calm. Steady. I stared at him. Yeah, I think so. Only now did I see the wound along his ribs. Deep, clawed open, and still bleeding freely. His shirt was shredded, stained with blood and scorched around the edges where his skin had ignited. "You need to get that cleaned up," I said, already shifting into autopilot. "Come with me to Merlin Station. I can patch it up." Totally true. I passed the first aid basics during training. I could do a mean stitch. And yes, I had a few cuts and bruises too, but nothing like his. Mine had already stopped bleeding. His looked like they were still deciding whether or not to keep him alive. He didn't answer right away. He just watched me, like he was deciding whether or not to trust me. Fair enough. I was kinda doing the same. Finally, he nodded.
"Okay."
And with that, I picked up the spellbook, and we started walking, me limping, him somehow perfectly composed, despite the blood trailing down his side. And as we moved through the trees, I stole another glance at him. The monsters were dead. That part was clear. But Eric? Eric wasn't one of them. At least, I didn't think he was. I just wasn't sure what he was. Only that whatever he'd used to take down those demons with his bare hands wasn't just brute strength. It was something else. Something older. Something that left a strange heat buzzing in my skin even now. And I had the sinking feeling that whatever I'd just been saved by might be just as dangerous as what tried to kill me.